It's time for the Millionaire's Roundtable, a daily wealth-building talk show hosted by America's hip-hop money guru, Lynn Richardson. On the station that can make a dollar holla, the talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome, 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 everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. This is the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson, right here on WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago and the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I want everybody to get your pen and paper. If you have been listening to me for as long as some of you have, then you know paper means journal. It means something that you can write in and take notes on and go back and remember. Have you ever seen anybody, they want to write something down and they just go grab a piece of paper from anywhere? And I always look at them and say, when are you going to go look at that again? Are you going to have like 10,000 scraps of paper in your wealth plan? No. So if you are listening to this, I want you to get your pen and your journal. Now, it doesn't have to be a fancy journal. It can be a spiral notebook. It can be one of those little bitty ones from your grocery store or your department store, but I am going to talk to you because today we are dealing with the one-year woman's wealth workout, a financial exercise plan to trim excess debt and build your money muscle. Now, let's talk about exercise for a second because I'm still having an issue with it. I'm just telling you the truth. I will do some of the right things. I will eat some of the right foods. But when they say, Lynn, you got to go work out, it's like, oh, my God, I'm thinking about all the stuff I have to do. I've got to get up. I have to get in the car. I have to go into the gym. Then I have to go find some place to sit down or stand up or get on the thing and work it out. And then my hair. That's a whole nother story. But the truth is, if I don't work it out, it won't get worked out. If I don't keep fighting for what I want, then what I don't want will take over. I had to do a big segment yesterday, a photo shoot. I was on Steve Harvey and what have you. And I have to look a certain way. I can't show up one day, one size, and show up another day, another size. Well, that same philosophy applies to our finances. If we want to get the result, then we must put in the work. So get your pen and your journal or your paper or whatever it is that you have. Tell your friends and family members to listen live anywhere at WVON.com. They can listen on their mobile device, the computer, whatever it is that you have that connects to the rest of the world will get you here because we're dealing with the one-year woman's wealth workout, a financial exercise plan to trim excess debt and build your money muscle. I've got some steps for it. I have some stuff that works. So many people called yesterday after seeing the family, the husband and wife, who were on television, who were trying to get their money straight. And what it is we got to deal with it. I don't care what your situation is. I'm going to say what I said yesterday. Everybody is either having a money problem, will have a money problem, or has had a money problem. So there's no shame in the game. The name of the game is getting ourselves ready. So before I get to that, I just want to share this scripture. And it comes from Ecclesiastes 5 and 19. And it says, moreover, when God gives someone wealth and possessions and the ability to enjoy them, to accept their lot in life and be happy in their toil, this is a gift from God. Let me repeat, Ecclesiastes 5 and 19. Moreover, when God gives someone wealth and possessions and the ability to enjoy them, to accept their lot and be happy in their toil, this is a gift from God. So let's break down the gift. The first part of the gift is having wealth. What is wealth? And I put this together as an acronym, and it stands for wisdom, expansion, assets, leadership, transformation, and health. Because wealth is more than just what's in your bank account. Because I know a whole lot of people who have a whole lot of money, but they're miserable. So it's not just the money that's in your account. And then conversely, there are people who, you know, have a lot of money and they can't buy good health. So it's about how you're feeling emotionally, spiritually, mentally. Are you bringing joy to yourself and others? And so when you get the opportunity to have that, then it is a gift. The other thing is possessions. What do you own? Do you have some place to live? It's not about how big the house is. It's about, do you have peace when you get there? It's not about what kind of car you drive. It's, is it going to get to your destination? It's not about, do you have the latest designer clothing? It's, do you have clothing on your body to cover you so that you have the ability to walk in dignity and pride? This is also a gift. The other thing is, it says the ability to enjoy them. How many people have things and can't enjoy them? How many people have accumulated assets and cannot enjoy them? How many people have worked their whole entire lives, but they don't enjoy what they do? When you enjoy those things, that is also a gift. And then to accept your lot. What does that mean? To accept your purpose. The truth is, if your purpose is to teach, accept it. If your purpose is to preach, accept it. If your purpose is to run that company, accept it. If your purpose is to serve, accept it. If your purpose is to be the buffer in that corporate political environment, accept it. Especially if you're good at it. You'll enjoy it much better if you just accept it. Now, one of the things that I have a hard time accepting is that I have three children with minds of their own. So they won't just do what I say. But the whole idea is, if I just accept that they have minds of their own, then my experience with them is much more enjoyable. When you can accept that, that too is a gift. And then also to be happy in your work. The beautiful thing about being on the air with you is, yes, it's work, but it doesn't feel like it. I think I came out talking. I think I'll leave here talking too. If you had to take away anything, sight, vision, all of that, smelling, tasting, just don't take away my ability to talk. I don't even have to hear myself. Can I just talk, please, and tell the people what's on my heart? So that, too, is a gift. And then finally, understanding that you can get to the next level. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable with Lynn Richardson right here on WVON, 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time. How are we going to do that? So the first part of the workout is this. Change your mind. Change your mind about what's happening to you. Change your mind about what has happened and how it affects you today. Change your mind about what money does for you. Change your mind about your state. If you have nothing, it's okay. Then know that if you are at the bottom, if you can look up, then you can get up. Change your mind. If you find yourself in the same financial situation over and over and over again, then guess what? It probably means you're in financial kindergarten and you just have to learn some things new so you can get to first grade and then eighth grade and then 12th grade and then go on to college. So changing your mind is essential. As a man thinketh, so is he. That's a very profound quote, because whatever you think about a situation is what it'll be. I dare you to believe you're wealthy. I dare you to believe you can change. I dare you to believe that you can come out of whatever the situation is that you are in and however you got there financially. I dare you to believe that, because if you think it, it will become. The next thing that I want you to do in this process is to write your financial vision. Write your vision. You've heard that if you write the vision and make it plain, then the reader can run with it. So if you've got a vision, if you're living from check to check, just pray to live check to next week and then get to check to next month and then get to check to next year. Get to a place where you can actually know that the plans that you are making today are going to get you to the goal that you have tomorrow. Let me give you an example. Let's take someone who wants to get a law degree, but they don't have a high school diploma. Well, the plan simply says, first, you got to go enroll in a GED class. Then you have to pass the test. Once you pass the test, then you have to go do this and that and the other. The point is, I don't care how small your steps are. If you keep making them, you will eventually get to your destination. So here are some of the things that I want you to write in your financial vision. One, I will save X number of dollars by X amount of time. That could be 1 week, 1 month, 1 quarter, or 1 year. It's up to you. There is no right. There is no wrong. It's just you. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. We are creating millionaires one family at a time. And today we're dealing with the wealth workout, the one-year woman's wealth workout, a financial exercise plan to trim excess debt and build your money muscle. Well, guess what? We've got to take a break because it's 1217 on the Talk of Chicago, and we'll be right back after news and traffic.
You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable with Lynn Richardson on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 AM, WVON.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago. I am your host, Lynn Richardson, and today we are talking about the woman's one-year wealth workout, a financial exercise plan to trim excess debt and build your money muscle. Number one, change your mind. I've got some great things for you to listen to, podcasts, information, at my website at LynnMillionaire.com. You can access that also through WVON.com. Step two is to write your financial vision. Here's the thing about your vision. I want you to keep it in plain sight. Don't write the vision and tuck it away. Don't write the vision and put it in a book somewhere and leave it there. Write the vision and keep it with you daily in plain sight. Say things like this: I will save $1,000. I will save $100. I will save $50. Number two, I will live by a strict budget for the next 90 days. I will only use cash. I will pay off X amount of debt. Whatever your vision is, I will save X amount of dollars for retirement or for my education or for my children's education or for a vacation. So write the vision as plainly as you see it. You know what's in your heart and you know what it is that you want to live out. And so if you begin to write that and then make the steps and follow the plan towards achieving it, then you'll be that much closer. The next thing I want you to do is to get a small journal. I know I said get the journal for this, but this is going to be your personal journal for you to write your thoughts and your beliefs. Because if you're like me, when I was going through money problems, there were a lot of emotions. There were sad days, there were anxiety-filled days, there were good days, there were days that I didn't think about it at all. I want you to write that down because it's those beliefs that are either going to pull you out of where you are or help you sink lower, and you certainly don't want to sink lower. So I want you to do that. One of the things that I want you to also do is to understand that you can't do this alone. You can't do it by yourself. So I want you to get a money team in place. You need a financial coach, most likely. You need a real estate professional, most likely. If you're going to buy real estate, then you need someone to help you achieve the American dream. Why? Because real estate is one of the number one ways, the top way, to increase your net worth and to build wealth. Even Nipsey Hussle said it. It's one of the things that you should have in a comprehensive financial portfolio. You should minimally own where you live. And if you live in a high-cost state, then you may want to consider owning in a lower-cost state. In this money team, you certainly need a financial professional, which leads me to a wonderful young lady on the line who is with us today from State Farm. And she's going to talk to us a little bit about what you can do with your life insurance to build your financial legacy. We have Ms. Tania Simmons, not owning one, but two State Farm agencies in the Chicagoland area. Good morning or good afternoon, Tania. Are you with us today?
Yes, good afternoon, Lynn, and thank you so much for having me on the Millionaire's Roundtable.
Hey, let me tell you, you are the lady. You're the person that make, you know, I tell people, you're going to either be a millionaire, whether you alive or dead. Now, one way or the other. If you're alive, every day that you wake up, you can keep kicking and keep moving and keep going and making it happen. But if you don't wake up, what's that going to mean for your family? Yes. What's that going to mean for your children? What's that going to mean for your children's children's children? Mm-hmm. And when I used to work in the financial services industry, Tania, you know, let me just say other cultures, when they would come into my office, they would have everybody there, the mama, the daddy, the grandmama, the great grandmama, the children, the grandchildren, and they'd set their estate plan right there. They'd have their attorney, and they'd know how much life insurance they wanted to pass on. And then they'd say, when I die, you will get this. And yes. when you, you know, and so on. And this is what you'll use to continue the business. And this is what you'll use for education. So talk to us a little bit about how we can use life insurance to build our legacy.
All right. So the way that we use life insurance to build our legacy is the passing on feature, the passing on the legacy to your family, to your charity, to special needs children or any special needs parent that you need to take care of. Your overall portfolio should include life insurance, always should include life insurance, because that's the most permanent piece. We know that as we all live, we all must perish. And so that is the most important thing. And the first step to doing that is to understanding the products and the differences between whole life, term life, and what your family needs are. So we definitely want to always think about our financial situation, as you spoke about. So I'm thinking about doing this workout, too. I need to do this workout that you're mentioning. So I have my journal. I'm taking notes as well as I'm talking. And to define our financial situation, what would our portfolio look like 5 years from now? 10 years from now, 15 years from now, even 30 days from now. So just getting life insurance in your portfolio as the most permanent piece of it will help you build your legacy.
You know, what you just said, Tania, is so important because you said it's the most permanent piece, which means the car might not last or the investment might not last. But one thing is for sure, the insurance is a guaranteed contract. As long as you continue to pay your premiums or you it off, it's the one way to guarantee that you will get to seven-figure status.
Yes. It's the guarantee that you are leaving your family a legacy. It is the one guarantee. It's like you said, as long as you pay the bill now, you will be able to leave that legacy to your family. And it cancels out generational curses. It cancels out poverty. It's the one thing that could change the situation for your children, for your children's children. And so it's such an important part of your portfolio.
Well, Tania, why do you think we don't necessarily want to deal with life insurance? Because everything that you're saying about it makes sense. I mean, I have every kind of insurance you can imagine. I've got life insurance. We have key man insurance in the business, long-term care, disability insurance, because if something happens, I want to have the reassurance that financially I am not going to be a burden to the people I love, but more importantly, that they're going to be able to continue on with their dreams. Why do you think we have issues with life insurance? Tania?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I really think that we have to change our mindset. It is just a mindset. If we know that we need life insurance. I think it's a pre-notice conception that people today's day think that if you purchase life insurance, you're going to die. For
wow.
reason, they think that if you purchase it, you're going to die. That is not the case. What you're going to do if you purchase life insurance is leave a legacy to your family. It'll cover your final expenses. It'll help your spouse out while they're grieving. It'll cover the bills. It'll take care of their child. It'll help your spouse purchase a new home. It will help the teens that you're leaving behind. It'll even help the partner of your business. So I think that they're in fear of what happens. What I say to the world when I purchase life insurance is that I'm ready to die. I'm not ready to die. And I don't believe you are either, Lynn, with all of the insurances that you have. I just think it's...
Oh, I'm not going nowhere. They ain't going to even collect on my insurance until I'm about 125. There ain't going to be nobody left. But I will still be able to pass it on to my children's children. We got to take a break. You're right here on WVON 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago. It's 1230, and we have to check on news and traffic and weather with Annette Flournoy. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable with Lynn Richardson on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 AM, WVON.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. This is WVON 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. Got to drop that in here at the bottom of the hour. We are talking about the woman's one-year wealth workout, a financial exercise plan to trim excess debt and build your money muscle. Now, fellas, you can follow this, too. I'm just doing something special for the ladies today because this is the year of the woman. I think this is the decade, the century of the woman. But certainly these principles apply regardless of your gender. And we have Miss Tania Simmons, right here on the line with us. Tania, give us some closing thoughts about life insurance and what we can do to move past our fears to start building legacy for our families.
I would consider looking at your life events. So when I think about a life event, I think of if I'm getting married. Start thinking about your legacy as you get married. What did you want to accomplish with your spouse? If you purchase a new home, if you have that new baby, let's think about the legacy of the child. If your employment changes, let's take a look at that. Because these are all things that happen every day. This happens every day. This is not anything to fear. So I want to change our mindsets. And let's look at everyday life events that go on all the time and use that as a nudge for you to check out your financial situation and for you to take a look at the most important part of your legacy, which is this life insurance policy. And do not be afraid. It is not a telltale that something is going to happen to you. Get it without fear so you can change the history of your family.
Wow. Wow. I saw a post the other day that says, if you weren't born into a family of wealth, then it's your job to create that.
Yes.
And it was so, so powerful. So, Tania, tell us where we can reach you.
All right. You can reach me at tsimmonsismyagent.com. That's tsimmonsismyagent.com. Or you can come to one of my locations, 852 South 17th Avenue in Maywood, Illinois, or 1933 South Mannheim in Westchester, Illinois.
I love that.
345-3212 is my office line, or 708-223-8683 is the other location phone.
Well, if you missed any of that, tsimmonsismyagent.com. Let me tell you, it don't get any simpler than that. You can also find Ms. Tania on the Millionaires Roundtable, Lynn's list of the Millionaires Roundtable at lynnmillionaire.com. If you go to www.lynnmillionaire.com, you're going to see Lynn's list there. And all of the people who I have vetted, I've checked these people out. They have their licenses. They operate with excellence and an integrity. And Tania is listed there. And so I'd love for you to reach out to her by one of these methods. Thank you so much, Tania. I'm going to have you back. Will you promise to come back?
I promise to come back. I will not miss it. And I'm working on my one-year workout. I already got some good things. I'm on
my
workout.
We're going to get together. When I get back to Chicago, it is on.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Thank you so much. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. And guess what? It is money makeover time. We are creating millionaires one family at a time. So I don't care where you are. I don't know a whole lot of people who were just born into wealth, but I know a bunch of them who created it. $1 at a time, one quarter at a time, one dime at a time, one nickel at a time, one penny at a time. And I work my way backwards. So wherever you are in that situation, you can start from the bottom and go up, and then you can keep going from there. And so this is our opportunity to get to deal with someone in real life and figure out where it is that we want to go from where we are right now. So Ms. Shamika, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I am.
Good morning or good afternoon, wherever you are in this beautiful world. How are you today?
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Awesome. Awesome. So, Ms. Shamika, I have taken a look at your entire portfolio. I'm looking at your questionnaire, and I see that you want to become a first-time home buyer. You want to work on your budget. But tell me some things that you want to accomplish in your own words. Just tell me your situation, where you are, and where you're trying to go.
Well, right now I'm doing home care service, and currently I just started taking my GED classes, and from there I would like to do LPN classes after that, and purchase my own home, and, you know.
Okay, I love it. And do you have any children, Ms. Shamika?
Yes, I have 5 children.
Okay, so you've got 5 children. That is wonderful. So there are a couple of things that I'm going to tell you. First of all, congratulations on finishing your GED. I think that's
testing
absolutely
for a level,
fantastic.
Testing 1, 2.
The second thing is you said you're doing home care. Is it for the elderly?
Yes.
Is that what you're doing? Okay, awesome. I love you. I love you. I love you. I have a beautiful lady named Lasani who takes care of my grandmother. So my prayers and blessings always go out to home health care professionals. Do you work as an employee who gets a 1099, who gets a W-2 at the end of the year, or you are a consultant getting a 1099?
No, ma'am. I get a W-2.
Okay. So you know there's two systems in America, one for employees, one for businesses. If you are an employee, you get a W-2. You pay taxes on everything. If you have a home-based business, then you earn money from that business. You expense your business expenses like cell phone, car, gas, mileage, travel, and then you get to pay taxes on what's left. So I want you to keep your W-2 job. That's great. I'm not one of those people telling everybody to run around and quit their jobs. People need their jobs. People like us need people to keep working on their jobs. Hallelujah. Okay? But what I also want you to do is to start your home-based business. And it's very simple. It's your first name and your last name and your Social Security number. Because what you can also do, you can provide home health care consulting. You can tell people how to get in the industry. You can give family members additional care tips in your absence. There's lots of different things you can do. You can start your own website for free at Wix.com. There's quite a few different things that you can do. So I want you to have a home-based business, because the other thing that you can do, Shamika, is you can hire your children to work in your home-based business. You can pay each one a salary up to whatever you can afford, whatever you're spending money on anyway. That now becomes a tax write-off to you. And then the money that you pay them, that's what they use for some of their incidentals and things that they're buying that you cannot write off. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I want you to do that. That's going to give you additional deductions on your tax return. It's going to give you more money back in your pocket. every 2 weeks. It's going to give you more money back in your pocket at the end of the year. So as you are building your educational plan, as you decide to go and get your LPN and so on and so forth, then you are actually creating additional streams of income. I recommend that everybody have at least 9, but I want you to get started. Keep this one. I want you to add another one onto it. How does that sound to you?
Sounds great.
Okay. Now, with the extra money, just like the young lady that I had on the Steve Harvey Show, with the extra money, we're not going to go buy a new car. Now, if you need a car, we'll talk about how to get a car reasonably for a low price with low miles, but you're going to put your money in the bank. You're going to save it. Everyone needs an emergency fund. I say at least have $1,000 just to start there. Even if you only start with 10, make your goal $1,000. Once you get beyond that and you're saving for retirement, you also want to save for your home. I don't know if you heard my case where I had a lady who went into the bank to buy a house, and he asked her how much money she had, and she said 15. He said 15 what? He thought she meant 1500. It was $15,000. She had an eighth grade education, but she had been saving her tax refunds every year for about 8, 9, or 10 years, somewhere in there. So that's what I want you to do. And then I want you to finish this process so that we can look at your credit, see where your credit scores are, get your credit score up. And let me tell you, you take it one day at a time, just like you're getting your GED. If you keep studying, you're going to pass. Once you get past that, you work on your LPN, you're going to get that license. It's the same thing with your money. You don't have to stay where you are. If you keep working at it, you will eventually achieve your goal. Is that good for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome, awesome. What questions do you have for me, Shamika?
I don't have any at this time.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much for participating in this live money makeover. I am rooting for you, and you have me on your team, all right?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, okay. You're listening to The Millionaires. Thank you, thank you. You're listening to The Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago. And I'm going to finish out this workout plan, and I want you all to call me. I am going to open the lines, and I want you to call me at 312-374-8130, 312-374-8130. Number one, change your mind. Number two, write your vision and keep it in plain sight. Number three, get a small journal or spiral notebook. Track your spending every single day. Some say money talks, but I say money walks away from you quietly and you don't know where it went. So you got to find the money and see where it's going, because people keep saying it's just. Well, all the it's justs is taking up your wealth. Okay, so you want to find all of those things. You want to get your money team in place. You can start by going to www.lendmillionaire.com. I've got people from all walks of life in financial services, in real estate, in insurance, attorneys, estate planners, so you can get those steps in order. The number four thing is to get your budget under control by any means necessary. By any means necessary. If you live above your means, you will be in financial distress. It is 10:12:47 right here on WVON, and we are going to take a quick traffic and weather break with Annette Flournoy. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Do you want to leave a legacy for your loved ones? Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com, or call 888-LEN-123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
You're listening to The Millionaires Roundtable with Lynn Richardson on The Talk of Chicago, 1690 AM, WVON.
Days when I had a Mustang and I was fast up in the sky.
Well, welcome back now. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable with Lynn Richardson on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. And you can listen to us live anywhere on iHeartRadio. Go to WVON.com and click listen. And we're right there with you wherever you are on whatever device, computer, or technology you have. You can also follow me at Lynn Millionaire and get more information about all of the topics that we are discussing today. I'm excited because we're creating millionaires one family at a time, and I believe it. I believe in 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year, I'm going to report that this family has millionaire status, that family has millionaire status, and they are helping other families get there as well. So if you want to be in the number, I suggest you listen and help us all do what it is that we are doing. We're so excited today. The phone lines are open. You can call me at 312-374-8130. Today we have been talking about the woman's one-year wealth workout, a financial exercise plan to trim excess debt and build your money muscle. Number one was change your mind. Number two was write your vision and keep it close. Number three was get a small journal or spiral notebook and track every single penny. Number four was get your money team in place. You can find Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. The next one is to get your budget under control by any means necessary. Live by the 10-10-30-50. The first 10% tithe, the next 10% save, 30% is cash in your pocket. The remaining 50% stays in your checking account for your bills. And if you go to my website, go to the store, there's a budgeting journal there. And it's one day for every single day of the month. And you get positive inspiration. You get to map out your budget. You get to track your spending. And basically, you have a diary that you get to carry with you every day so that you get to see your money situation. The next thing I want you to do on this workout plan is to eliminate unnecessary debt. When you owe people, you are robbing yourself. Let me repeat. When you owe people, you are robbing yourself. Now, yes, there's going to be some responsible debt that you have. You may have to get debt to buy a home. You may have to get debt to start a business. You may have to go into some debt in order to finish your education. I highly recommend that you use as little as possible, and then once you have it, you use your additional cash flow to pay it off as quickly as possible. So you are no longer paying interest to other people. You'll be using that interest to build your own legacy. The next thing I want you to do is to start a home-based business. And these are in no particular order. You can start any one at any time, but you may need to focus on one per month in order to get where you're trying to go. Because when you own a home-based business, then you are open to about 460 tax deductions that employees are people who are employees solely do not have access to. The next thing I want you to do is to take any extra money left over after your bills and incidentals and apply to your retirement fund if you have one, and then begin to apply it to your children's education and all the other things that you have to do. You must think about retirement. While you are working, you get a paycheck. When you retire, you need a playcheck. Play, P-L-A-Y, a check so that you can go out and play and not have to worry about how are you going to pay your bills? You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. Karen, are you on the line with me? I have some callers on the line. I'm so excited that you guys are here with me today. Karen, are you with me? Okay, let's go on to the next caller. Deborah, are you here with us?
Really, yes, really enjoying your show. Quick question. You were saying you can pay your kids. That's a tax write-off. Up to how much can you pay them before they would have to pay taxes on that?
Excellent question. $12,000 a year per child. Isn't that a great number? Because almost anybody can fit into that number. So when I started doing this 11 years ago, Deborah, the number was $5,000, which meant there were 52 weeks in a year. That meant I paid each child a little less than $100 per week, which made sense because then they had money for school supplies and ballet and cheerleading or whatever it is that I was spending money on anyway. Now the number is $12,000. You don't pay any Social Security taxes, and they don't pay any taxes either. You got that?
Yep,
absolutely. And if you reach out to me, send an email, then I'll send you all the steps that you need. Anybody who's out there, there's an article by the Small Business Association that basically tells you that you should hire your children in your home-based business. Thank you so much, Deborah, for listening. I appreciate you for that. Matthew, I've got like 10 seconds to get to you. Tell me what your question is, Matthew. Okay, maybe we lost Matthew. Guess what? You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. We're creating millionaires one family at a time, and we're going to do it again tomorrow. Bye-bye. I will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.